With spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Roto-Roll Football Show live from Radio Row in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is Super Bowl. We don't really know.
50-something.
LV3. From Super Bowl LV3. But I am Patrick Daugherty, joined by Mr. Denny Carter, and a very, very special guest. This is football's Kevin Clark. You may know him from various ESPN properties, including his recent sustained run of dominance on Around the Horn, where we're just told he has the highest winning percentage in the history of the show. The show's been on 25 years.
40%, which I don't know if people would be impressed by that or not. Like the number, like, what would you guess was that? Yeah. Whose record did I break? I don't know. I want to say I believe this is my most listened to podcast over the past year. Spotify's data did not seem accurate because it said my most listened to podcast was Marc Maron, and I listened to one episode, and it was with Ben Kingsley. So I'm not sure where that was headed, but I think this is my most listened to podcast, even though I do not play fantasy football.
Kevin...
Yes.
Genuine friend of the show. By the way, the Marc Maron thing, that's because every one of his shows is 42 hours long. So you listen to one episode.
There's probably something to that.
Yeah.
He's an innings eater.
He's an innings eater. The 40% thing, by the way, that's like when a master gambler is like, yeah, I win 52.1% of the time.
Like, is that good?
Yeah. Around the horn, it's even harder.
Right. I have four mansions, so yeah.
It's 52%. It's like wins above replacement, where it's like, this guy's the best of all time. His war is 6.
What? He's worth 5.2 war. Your war over Woody Page. I mean, he told us not to bring this up.
Yeah, he did. He's actually very upset, clearly.
2.2 war over Woody Page, though. We do start with breaking news real quick, by the way. So, I mean, we all like to joke around. But we talk about serious stuff a lot. Denny and I do. Kevin does, especially. Mike Vrabel is apparently too jacked to get another NFL head coaching job, was the breaking news on day one at Radio Row at the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
Do you agree with this? Can you discriminate? I didn't know there was discrimination against muscle-bound people.
Our own Kyle Dvorak, I think put it nicely on the X platform when he said, for the Commanders, Ben Johnson was too spindly of an offensive geek to hire, and Mike Vrabel was simply too muscular to hire, and they were scared of him or something. And so they wanted something in the middle, I guess, of those two. I can say, Pat and I, I know Kevin as well, has seen Mike Vrabel very up close.
He's
and
scared.
I'm scared. I was very scared of Mike Vrabel. So I get it, but it is a weird thing for them to be put off by.
So I don't think it's a jacked thing. I don't think it's a size thing. It's an aura thing. Like, he wears these golf vests, and he's got... perfect stubble.
He wears
all
ripped
the time.
Jeans.
He wears ripped jeans.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah, no, he really does. Yeah. So it's more of like you don't want to pass him in the hall because you're afraid to say anything. Do you give him like a head nod? Do you wait for him to give you a head nod? What if he doesn't give you a head nod? You're not doing this with Brian Callahan. You're just saying, Brian, what's up, brother? You're giving him a what's up, brother.
You would never give that.
You're not thinking at all. You just go, what's up? Hey, look who it is. There he is. You give a there he is. Nobody's ever given a there he is.
Oh, no. No, you do not. There he is, Mike Vrabel. It's over then.
So I'll say two things. The first thing is that I've heard this about NBA centers. There was a story out there years ago that Patrick Ewing was being discriminated against because he's too tall. And that somehow,
when he was a coaching candidate.
You need to be a point guard.
Even though
Phil Jackson was very, very tall. I've heard that before. The other thing I've heard from offensive linemen is they get discriminated against in TV because they're wide.
Yeah.
They're wide.
You can't have an offensive lineman here taking
so
up one-third of the
stage.
If
you're at a desk and you're, it's you and Nate Burleson, and then you're the size of three people... an executive producer might look at that and go, this looks strange. And so I've heard people say that before as well in the TV.
That's
in
right.
The
they
TV
make part. Andrew Whitworth sit on a chair that's 4 feet below the desk on Amazon.
They make him wear a hoodie.
Is this right? Is
yeah, it, they do it, make him wear the
I was
going to
say, is this
right?
why they make him wear the hoodie? But also, these guys also trim down.
Yeah.
And I think that they look like somewhat normal human beings. I mean, still large. But I could see that being an issue.
Andrew Whitworth, amazing analyst, amazing guy, great podcast guest. I will say, the head of FIFA yesterday, I don't know if you guys saw this, Gianni Infantino,
love where this is going.
Right? he cut out the middleman. He wasn't wearing a hoodie. I implore you to look this up. He was not wearing a hoodie. He was wearing a jacket hoodie. Like, there was no, like, blazer hoodie.
No.
It was just a jacket that, that went around his head.
What?
I promise you. I'll find it. And it was stunning.
Don't know about
Europeans
that.
Play stunning. By different rules. They play by different rules.
I can't get away with that.
No.
There's no way.
That's somebody, if you hear about how like disconnected FIFA is from the world and out of touch and all this stuff, you only end up wearing the jacket hoodie.
If you are completely
if you just not
out of
heard
touch.
Any feedback in 15 years.
That's right. No. So true. Yeah. It's indicative of a larger problem.
Yes.
People are afraid of Denny. That's how he's already gotten to the turtleneck stage.
That's right.
He's wearing a turtleneck.
I'm the first person to wear a turtleneck since 1997.
Not to belabor this point, and long time listeners of the show have already heard the story. Kevin has maybe legitimately already heard the story, but the final Mike Vrabel point I want to make, you talk about Mike Vrabel's aura. This is not a bit. Denny, I've heard the story 10 times.
I
was in an elevator alone with Mike Vrabel, and no, I'm not making this up. There has never been greater I will kill you if you speak energy from anyone I've ever been by in my entire life. Like, he was legitimately scary to be around. That's why he can't, it doesn't matter how good of a head coach you are. If they think they're going to explode you with your mind, they can't hire you.
I'm as prepared. I would put my preparation against a lot of people in my field. I have questions. I have questions on questions. I will prepare for a 30-minute interview from getting a 10-minute interview just to, like, distance athletes. You know, run longer,
sure.
Right? So I was in Vrabel's office this year writing a big profile on him. And every time there'd be a gap in questions or there'd be a silence, you'd just go, what else you got? And then I would be like, I don't know what I have. And I'm sitting there with a list of like 40 questions, and I'm just like, sir, I don't know what's next. I don't know.
You hadn't said sir since 2009.
Are you kidding? What else you got?
What do you got? What else you got?
What do you got?
I'm sweating hearing this.
If I said that to you, you would retire from podcasting.
I would slink down to the floor. I don't know.
The thing was, he was like enjoying that was him enjoying it, being like, yeah, hell yeah, let's keep this going.
So you mentioned being prepared and having questions.
Sure.
We do have questions for you, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
It might seem like we don't, but we do. As you know, you mentioned this is a fantasy show that you listen to all the time. We've heard from someone we know who may have been you that you don't play fantasy. And
I don't.
Denny wants to know.
Yeah. It's a curious thing because I don't think I've ever met anybody in sports media who doesn't play fantasy football.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, Kevin, is this a religious thing? Is it a political thing?
It's a deeply religious thing.
What is it with you not playing in fantasy?
It's a political thing. You don't want to know my specific political beliefs. So
They're abhorrent. They're abhorrent.
So it's kind of two-pronged. Number one, I'm very busy during the NFL season creating content.
You are extremely busy,
and,
by the way.
So it started that in college, I was working at a newspaper in college. I was very busy during the NFL season. And a lot of my high school buddies who I was in league with were just trouncing me.
Okay.
And so there became this element of like, aren't you trying to do this for a living? And aren't you in last place? Didn't you not set your third running back?
That's interesting.
Like, what's happening here? Like, who's the pro here? Because I'm going to be an insurance adjuster. I'm don't know what insurance adjusters, but assuming there was one in the league, they'd be like, well, I was going to be an insurance adjuster, and I'm trouncing you because I have Stephen Davis.
It's problematic.
You know, Stephen Davis.
It's curious.
And so... Jonathan Stewart, you know, that kind of thing. I'm miles away from Jonathan Stewart. I'd never have Jonathan Stewart. And so I didn't like that part of it. And that's not why I didn't do it. The bigger thing, and I don't gamble on football either. I gamble on golf and I gamble on fight sports occasionally.
Okay.
And I actually bet on a college football game, conference championship game this year. It was the first bet I'd made in 13 years in college, and pro I never do. Reason being is that, so I gamble a lot of money on
don't get Kevin wrong. He's ruining his family's financial situation.
He has a problem, but it's not pro football.
It's not. I'm a deeply sick person, but it's not on the things I cover. I'm ethically correct. I'm financially bankrupt.
Okay.
I'm not morally bankrupt. I'm financially bankrupt.
Financially bankrupt is the way to go.
But what I know is that, I'll give you a good example. So I had some Lucas Glover exposure recently, and it didn't go my way. If I saw Lucas Glover here, there would be like a...
Lucas Glover's a...
So is this a golfer?
Yeah. There would be like a Jim Everett. I would just kind of just go over.
Yeah.
And so
you would jump him.
Yeah. And so, absolutely. Yes, definitely. So if that does happen, if you see me, just dart off.
He's here.
No, I'm sure he's a great guy.
He's here promoting Aldi, the grocery store chain, for some reason. So we were actually talking to him.
I wouldn't do that. But I just know the frustration I have when someone misses a pot or like, come on, dude. And the idea that, like, that would be Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
And then like 2 days later,
that
I'd be like,
dangerous.
Baker. Oh, and I'd be like grinding my teeth, and I'd be sitting there just being like, what was that third and long? What were you looking at?
So you don't want to, you don't want to color the way you approach the game.
Exactly. I want to be completely emotionless.
Yeah. That's great.
That's
a great reason.
Yes.
I have to be honest, you have owned us with this answer.
You have.
Because I thought we had you against
the wall.
I go
into these places completely dispassionate. And also you end up, I see people, and this is more of the gambling part of it, I see people clearly who are like arguing about a ref's call or like, what is this OC doing? And it's clearly from a point of gambling.
Yes.
And you're just like, it's so obvious what you're doing here.
Yes, that is.
And you look a little desperate and sad. Now, I look desperate and sad, but for different reasons. I don't want to look desperate and sad for those reasons.
So, Kevin, I feel like this next question is at the perfect nexus of what we both do, because we all like to dabble in numbers a little bit.
Sure.
We all like to dabble in narrative a little bit. So I'm going to ask, this will be the one specific question I'm going to ask you about Super Bowl LV3, as people are calling it around here. Is this a narrative Super Bowl, or is this a numbers Super Bowl? The numbers being the 49ers, they're the EPA Death Star.
Yeah.
But the narrative is, they got Patrick Mahomes. I mean, come on. Like, okay. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I was looking, Sumer Sports put out a really good guide of all the things. And I'm looking at all this stuff, and I'm looking at, like, a lot of green plots. We do plots now. Green plots, red plots. Every
EPA
site does
plots,
that.
Yeah.
EPA plots. A lot of green on the Niners. And I'm sitting there going, this looks great, but Patrick Mahomes, which is a very, like, NBA-ish, Jordan-ish,
yes.
LeBron-ish,
yes.
best. I remember Barry Melrose used to say, just take the best player on the bus. Yeah. And that's what I've learned that from Barry Melrose. That's the, you know, it's the
pretty
sage of our era, I would say. but he's the great, he's the goat of
hockey.
He is a
goat. He's a genuine goat.
And so, I think that there's a couple of things where you can make it about the analytics, and you can say, okay, Ayuk is the number one open receiver in football. Deebo Samuel is the best yak guy, and how those interplay off each other, and Christian McCaffrey is the best runner against two high in football this year, all of this stuff. And then you say, okay, great. Patrick Mahomes. I will say, like, I was thinking about this because I was looking at all the guides, and my new working theory on this game is that, so the Niners are the best team in football at running into heavy boxes and light boxes. And so I just think they shouldn't ever have a heavy box. Just let them do that. And it's only a 1 yard difference between heavy box and light box. So, like, just let Christian McCaffrey run, like, kind of the Belichick-Thurman Thomas game plan, if you guys are familiar with that. Let that happen and just see how it goes. And, like, maybe that's a narrative thing. But, like, it reminds me of, like, Stan Van Gundy, when he was the Magic coach, used to be like, hey, what if we're just going to, like, a bunch of, like, Dwayne Wade had 50 points against this one to the Magic, and, like, we won by, like, 30 points.
Yeah.
And, like, he was just like, we're going to let that happen, and then we'll cover Michael Beasley.
To try to tie all this up, it sounds like you're going to leave... It sounds like they'll leave Draymond open and let him shoot threes the entire game. And, like, if that beats you, that's fine. It sounds like you're making Brock Purdy
good.
Make Brock Purdy beat you. Like, if Dre's going to hit 9 threes, we're going to lose. But he's not going to hit 9 threes.
One of my, I think, if I was the VP of Common Sense, I'd say offensive coaches get bored easily. Quarterbacks get bored easily.
Yes.
And if you say, Andy Reid, Mahomes, Chiefs have fallen victim to this.
Oh, yeah.
If you say, hey, man, the Ravens just did it. Like, the Ravens did it a week ago. Like, if you say, like, hey, you're really going to have to run the ball on every possession, they're going to go, okay, But
they're not.
But hang on.
But we don't really.
But hang on. I heard a story. I think about this all the time. It's a NASCAR story. So just buckle up, boys.
Oh, I love
no,
it.
But it was that. I'm going to tell the 30-second version, 10-second version. So Rusty Wallace was like an amazing short track guy. And one year, Dale Earnhardt was like, "Hey, give me your dimensions and how you run the car." And Rusty was like, "Why would I do that?" And he's like, "Just do it for old Dale. And so he gives it to him for some godforsaken reason.
He should
not have done it. And then they race again, and then Rusty just still beats the brakes off. And Dale was like, "Dale, well, why'd you do? Why are you still bad?" And he's like, "Well, I wasn't going to do the exact setup, but I'd do some cool stuff within it." And is sports. Whereas Dale's not going to take the boring setup that Rusty Wallace gave him that would have won the race. He's going to Dale-ize it a little bit. He's going to crank it up.
Going to make it his.
He's going to make it his. I'm not going to be boring and do the thing that's going to win the race. I'm going to be Dale Earnhardt and wreck some people, do all that stuff. If you bait these guys into being boring, they will not be able to do it.
That is such a good theory on offensive coach. I feel like a really, really good theory on Kyle Shanahan, too. Denny's been dabbling, though. The Chiefs are finally just embracing it. We're going to be boring and make Patrick Mahomes a game manager. And we're going to win the game.
I kind of feel all this talk about Brock Purdy being the game manager,
this is too much for me.
I mean,
what you're about to say.
Mahomes has managed the game, has become, since the start of 2021. Mahomes is 26th out of 28 qualifying quarterbacks in air yards per attempt.
Yeah.
Okay. He is Mr. Checkdown. He is an amazing Alex Smith. No?
This isn't doing it for either.
So I did a whole story about how Burrow was this as well. Burrow is
this
now.
Yes, yes.
So Burrow at the halftime of the Ravens game last year, so the first Ravens game, Mike McDonald was giving it to him. Seahawks coach Mike McDonald was giving it to him. And basically they said, we have to change our entire offense. And Jamar was open a handful of times, but it's like, just leave that. Let, like, Tyler Boyd do the dirty work. Let, at that point, this was 2 years ago, Hayden Hurst do the dirty work. Those guys over the middle are going to be open. And so they had to, there was a process, and Mahomes went through it too, of just mastering the art of the easy play. And I think once you do that, once you're comfortable and saying, like, we're going to take 9 yards plus the run instead of the 40 yards. Like, the thing, and this is the thing with Josh Allen too. You try being boring when you can do the things that Josh Allen can do.
Right.
And like that's the Phil Mickelson once said, like, the point of golf is to do cool crap. And I just think all the time that's what they like. Josh Allen, like, I've talked to Josh about this. He'll be like, well, I'm not going to change who I am. And it's like, what if you could win a Super Bowl changing with your own?
Would you do that?
No.
I didn't ask him that, but like that's what he would say. Mm-hmm. You know, or like, or what he would say is, I can win a Super Bowl
doing what I do.
But I don't, and he can, by the way, he can. But I just think that guys, it is not in their DNA, unless you can show a proof of concept, to say, I'm going to take 5 yards and some yak.
But I think Mahomes has done that.
I know.
It's the worst thing that's ever happened in sports history. He's done it.
Well, right. I mean, once they capped him with like two high safeties all the time, he's had to change who he is. And we saw that last week against the Ravens, too. Yeah. I mean, he just took what was there. He hit MVS at the end of the game on a long shot. But besides that, there was nothing downfield for this Chiefs offense.
Denny, you know all your fancy stats would just get wrecked if the Chiefs receivers ever caught the ball down the field. Right?
Maybe. And if they had NFL viable receivers, it'd be awesome.
My final narrative point of the Super Bowl, too, that I'm going to workshop all week, is the Chiefs, they get out to extremely hot starts, then go to sleep in the second half. The 49ers just keep falling behind by like 2 to 3 scores to vastly inferior teams, and they can't happen in the Super Bowl.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
We'll stick with offensive coordinators getting bored, because Ben Johnson in Detroit seems to do the opposite of get bored, where he's just extremely intense and high key. But you've been writing a lot about Ben Johnson lately. Denny wants to ask you about Ben
right,
Johnson.
Right, so I've heard you speak very eloquently about how Ben Johnson fits in with the Lions, how he loves working for Dan Campbell. I know that there are a lot of reports about whether he turned down the Commanders, whether the Commanders were cool on him, whatever it is. But tell me, do you think, just from your perspective, after talking about this, writing about this, did Ben Johnson just want to keep working for Dan Campbell and wait for the perfect job, or do you think that teams are not super hyped on him?
So I think people sometimes view there's two different types of coordinators working for coaches who are not play callers. There's the Kyle Shanahan working for Dan Quinn, just kind of calling plays with a good quarterback waiting for an opening kind of deal. And then there's like Dan Campbell nurturing Ben Johnson's career, bringing him up from assistant tight ends coach to tight ends coach and empowering him after Anthony Lynn gets fired and all of this stuff. And I think everybody there loves being in the Lions. And I think that one of the things is that, well, I was there the first training camp. I don't think everybody loved like Dan Campbell doing up downs with the team and stuff. I think there were some veterans who were just kind of like,
what are you doing?
Yeah, okay. And I had heard some things in New Orleans about some guys just weren't buying it. And what they did instead was, what if we just got the guys who bought it? Like, what if we did that? What if the guys who rolled their eyes, what if they didn't play here anymore? And I think there's some value in that. So everybody there loves Dan Campbell. I think if you guys spend time with Dan Campbell, you'd love him. The dude just loves football. He's just super authentic. He's super honest, super raw. Learned that from Bill Parcells. And so I think Ben Johnson likes coming to work. I don't think there's been a great opportunity. I think he knows. First of all, they make a lot of money being offensive coordinators.
They do. These days, a lot of money. Yeah, yeah.
And I've always heard that there are position coaches who are like, yeah, I'm good. My kids don't get made fun of at school because my play calls. I make mid six figures. I don't have to move all the time. I'm not trying to, like, I'm all set. Don't try to promote me to DC. I'm an assistant to the linebackers coach. And I actually wondered, and I asked a couple people, maybe Ben Johnson's just that type. And they said, not really, because once you're at the coordinator level, you usually go on the head coach. It's more about, and these people are just in the football. They're not Ben Johnson's camp or Ben Johnson directly, but they're more like, it's just the lack of opportunities. He didn't feel the love in Washington. I feel like he turned them down because Washington was flying to Detroit. You don't fly to Detroit willy-nilly. When was the last time?
That's not a decision taken
lightly. You were like, I'm going to go to Detroit, see what happens.
In January,
see what happens. Go to, what's it called, Grand Island? What's that island called?
I don't, they've got a lot of that.
They've got a nice island up there. Yeah,
they try to hide the secret Canadian stuff with Detroit. It's all very weird.
I can't, geographically, I cannot get my head around where Canada is.
We're Ontario, sometimes Michigan, you're just like, it is bizarre.
Well, sometimes you're like, I'm driving south. Oh, my, I'm in Canada. I'm just driving south.
I know.
We need to get you a map. I think that's what...
Yeah.
The Ontario, Michigan stuff, but no one's ever figured it out. They're still trying to have a final map of that.
There's been a border war going on for that no one's noticed.
No one's noticed.
When you're driving south, you see the border when you're on.
I will say...
Ben Johnson's staying there to fight.
One cool thing that you said was that Ben Johnson wants to work for Dan Campbell, or wants to not disappoint Dan Campbell.
Right.
That it's not a fear-based relationship. Yeah. That Dan Campbell doesn't
roll
with an iron
fist. It's all
love.
He said it's all love.
Right. And that really caught my attention. I don't think I've ever heard a coach talk like that about a head coach, that they just simply didn't want to disappoint them. But I can believe that, seeing how Dan Campbell is with the media.
What kind of relationship do you have with your bosses?
I don't want to disappoint them.
They never have to yell.
So then, why do you do it so often?
Well, the key is the effort not to disappoint.
Why do you sue me?
It's process over results.
Incredibly litigious for someone who really
have to flex once in a while.
By the way, Ben Johnson. I like Ben Johnson getting the narrative city. By the way, I was like, Commanders, leaking. Come on, they hired a basketball guy. Come on, Adam Peters. Bob Myers hired his guy. The basketball guy hired his lifelong friend, Adam Peters. Adam Peters, not a basketball guy. Bob Myers.
I just went on DC radio and kind of killed the Dan Quinn hire. I felt like it was one of those things where I felt like maybe halfway through I was a little over my skis, just in the sense that, like, people might get mad at it, and I wasn't really anticipating it. Like, 1 p.m. on a
Denny
Monday.
Denny knows my hobby horse.
Commanders fans. You schedule that stuff out. You're just like, all right, Seahawks fans will be mad at me tomorrow. Yeah. I had no idea Commanders fans would be mad at me today.
My hobby horse is, you're seriously going to recycle Dan Quinn? When you maybe at least just try recycling Bill Belichick? Has anyone thought of this?
Well, yeah, that was my thing. It's like people are like, well, we want it to be the Adam Peters show. Why don't you ask Bill Belichick if he's comfortable with it being the Adam Peters show? And if he says yes, that's fine.
No.
And then the some of the guys were like, that I was talking to, were like, well, I think the theory is he says that and then he doesn't live by it. And then it's, well, then you can fire
him.
It's
that's
not
perfect.
A Supreme Court appointment. You can just say, Bill, you don't work here anymore. We're gonna recycle Dan Quinn now because our Belichick recycle didn't work. Vrabel, better head coaching candidate than Belichick or Quinn, and better TV prospect than Bill Belichick.
It's just too jacked. Way
I don't know, man.
Wait, it's too wide.
Yeah, it's just too jacked.
The Belichick thing, but you can't just give over a franchise to a 73-year-old
we're on the same side. Don't give the franchise to him. Say, you're the coach. Here's the 53 guys.
But he would never.
You're going to maximize. Well, you just ask him. Would you say this is what the job is?
Okay.
You don't advertise the GM
sense.
Job. He's the best coach of all time, not the best GM of all time. You know what? Also, you
he's
know what's
the worst
better?
GM.
He's the
no,
worst
he's
GM.
Not. He's
but,
not.
But do you
drafted
know what's
17
better?
All pros this century, most of any front office in football.
What? Because he's coached for 100 years.
No. But also, it's because he coaches them.
Yeah. It's true. Exactly.
He made them into all pros.
My theory on Bill is the GM is he's just on a cold streak. If you're the GM for 25 years, you're going to have a down stretch. Howie Roseman had a horrible stretch. I mean, even the Steelers haven't had an amazing stretch. It happens.
No, they've had a horrible stretch.
And especially when you have the third number 32 pick
every year. I can't with your Belichick stuff.
And listen, too, if he's 71 and he's still talented enough to initiate a palace coup and win it, that's good. That's good. Let him coup Adam Peters.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, that's a good thing if he's
why
that talented
Why would you
want to
do
still.
This to your franchise?
Why would you want to be Dan Quinn?
Recycle Dan Quinn.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Dan Quinn for 2 years than have Belichick for 8 years or whatever.
But then let's say he doesn't work, then you have, let's assume it's Drake May. You're doing the Justin Hurt, you're just replacing him in the middle of his rookie
deal. Just hire Sean McVay's lawn guy at that point. I mean, anyone associated with Sean McVay, just hire that person.
That has not.
No one should
failed.
Be making a commitment to
that
Belichick.
That has not failed. And what's funny is the Ben Johnson thing now, the new thing is like, oh, he doesn't have the personality for it. Let me tell you about the criticism of all of McVay's buddies. It was literally that. It was supposed to be like, I remember hearing someone call me after one of, that the ridiculous wave where, not ridiculous, but like where like five of his friends got hired.
Yeah.
Remember Cliff Kingsbury, in the press release for Kingsbury's hire, it was like his friend,
Cardinals.
He's literally friends with Sean McVay. And it was on cardinals.com.
Yeah, yes.
And I was like, this can't be real. And they took it out eventually.
They
but
did.
Like, it was extremely real for a while there.
Yeah.
But I remember somebody being like, hey, this guy, not Kingsbury, but another guy, it's like, this guy's going to be in his lab coming up with man beaters when the locker room's plotting to kill him. And it's like, guess what? With the exception of Kingsbury, they've all been successful.
Yes.
All of them. Matt LaFleur might be him. Like, Zach Taylor's been
him.
To a Super Bowl.
Yes, LaFleur is him.
It's the system. Kevin O'Connell, Chris Sims right over there said that Kevin O'Connell is one of the best playbooks in football.
Really?
And he's like the fifth guy.
Well, my theory on Kevin O'Connell is that it's not because of his playbook. It's because Kevin O'Connell is a revolutionary idea. Let's just get to the ball to the two best players on the team constantly, Justin Jefferson and T.J. Hawkins.
He's also a very tall man,
he
which I felt
commanding.
Worked against
but
him
not too wide.
In the hiring process. He's felt.
But he doesn't lift.
Yes.
Vrabel has to stop lifting
if
he wants to ever be a head coach.
Whenever
this
he starts
what,
to lift,
issue.
His agent comes over and says, you're not going to get an
he's got to stop. You got to slim down.
We got to stop having Kevin on in just 1 second. We'll get Kevin out of here on a softball. Kevin, you informed me this morning Mizzou football is back.
It is back.
$62 million anonymous donation. You informed Denny and I that the Luxor Hotel here in Las Vegas is kind of back.
Is back.
Yeah.
Is the U football finally back? Miami football back?
First, I want to address that I walked from my hotel. I don't want to say where I'm staying for security reasons. So I'm walking through, and I'm walking through New York, and then everybody's like, Excalibur and Luxor stink, and literally and figuratively. And then I'm walking through it, and they, like, spruced up the place, and it led me to the take that the Luxor, and by extension the Excalibur, are back.
They're back.
And the American Century rolls on.
the Dorito Chip Hotel is back.
This is just us as a country rolling up our sleeves and saying we're saving the Luxor, we're bailing out the Excalibur, yes, and we did it, yes, and we did it. And I feel like it's a lot of times things. We look at what's wrong with this country, not what's right. And there's two shining beacons right behind us, Luxor and the Excalibur. Now, I will say this. The U is going to be back. And what's funny is we keep getting really good players, and people go, well, so for the first time in 20 years, we have back-to-back top five recruiting class, top 10. And people go, well, Cristobal can't coach. And I go, whew, thank God we got the good players then.
Yes, yes,
if
I know.
We can't coach, and we had bad players, we'd lose.
This is
right?
The guy who doesn't kneel on.
He doesn't kneel.
Right, but the point, here's the point, right? Okay, so here's the
point.
You
should be fired for that.
That's incorrect, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. We get such good players that we don't have to kneel. We can kneel and give up a touchdown per game, and that doesn't actually impact.
No, he needs to be fired immediately after that.
He is kneel-proofing the team. Situation.
He's kneel-proofing the team.
Stop.
He was doing. You know what he was doing? Stop. He was trying to show the team and the community how frivolous one-score games are.
That's indicative.
A coin toss game. He was trying to tell people about the coin toss games and saying we were too close with Georgia Tech. This is what happens.
Oh,
we're
God.
Going to give up a fumble, which, by the way, Don Chaney's elbow was down, but ACC officials are not real.
No,
and then
you
two
can,
huge chunks.
Defending
plays.
This? You cannot.
Mario
you cannot
needs
be.
To steal this spin from you, by the way. You just like saved Mario Cristobal's career.
I don't understand. I've been spinning Mario for a long time. He is a legitimately good. He's like, he is good at the only thing that matters in college football, which is talent acquisition.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And
but.
So that eventually turns into wins.
Except unless you're Jimbo Fisher, but
yeah. He won a national championship.
He did, but then yeah, the diminishing returns. Anyways, we'll end the show. We all hope Miami and Mizzou playing in the first final of the 12-team playoff
of the anonymous donor bowl.
Yeah, the anonymous donor bowl. Miami, that was a thing or two about anonymous donors.
Everybody was like, because you know, one of our big guy last year got in. I think he's maybe financially
in
not
trouble
where
with the
he
SEC.
Was, and so my feeling is like NIL, as you guys are understanding, is literally a contest of who has the shadiest billionaires, the most shady billionaires, and you do not want to get in a contest with Miami.
No.
When it comes to shady billionaires.
Not, you absolutely
we got,
do not.
So yeah, many.
You take one out, we got 10 more saying, please, I'm shadier with more billions.
It's so, well, we could riff with Kevin Clark
yeah,
for
oh, man, we
quite
do
seriously
this all day.
2 to 3 hours. Yeah. It's time to stop. It's time to listen to This Is Football, if you do not yet. One of the best podcasts / video. What do you even call a video podcast?
I call it a digital
days?
Show.
Digital show.
A digital
yeah,
show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very good.
One of the absolute best digital shows out there. Check out his
who
run of dominance.
Who are we competing with in the digital show space?
Unbuttoned. Phil Sims.
Carlson.
No. I don't. They even do that show anymore.
Yeah.
X ran out of money to fund that.
I don't think so.
He's in Russia right now. So not a joke.
Wrap.
Yeah, we are wrapping.
Gotta wrap it up.
Check out This Is Football. Follow Kevin Clark on Twitter. One of the absolute best in the business. Kevin, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks, guys.
Won another sweat during Super Bowl week. Jay Croucher and Drew Densick have you covered with a special edition of Bet the Edge on Thursday evening. Join the guys on our NFL on NBC YouTube channel at 9 p.m. Eastern for an NFL Awards watch-along and find out how they feel about the winners for Coach of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, and much, much more. And don't forget, join the party on the PGA Tour at TPC Scottsdale this week as Scottie Scheffler goes for his third straight title at the WM Phoenix Open. Check out all the big drives, hole outs, and rowdy fans on the 17th green on NBC Golf Channel as well as Peacock, where you can stream the entire tournament.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
We are now joined by Mr. Lawrence Jackson. I would say NBC's MVP. He's Roto-Roll Football Show. He's Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry. He's brother from another. He's the social media man.
Today's Show.
Today's Show. That's a. I appreciate you, Pat. That's a glowing intro, yeah, right?
He wanted to put on a hard hat today to help finish building the NFL experience.
I was trying.
He never stops working. That's the thing about Lawrence.
We needed content, and the NFL experience was not open yet. Lawrence, he wanted to go the extra mile, but they said, who are you? Get out of here.
They say, go home. Get some rest. Stop working all the time.
They asked if you were a union employee, and they told you to get out.
You know who said, who are you? Get out of here, was Cliff Kingsbury to the Raiders. He had reportedly accepted their offensive coordinator job, and then he bolted. He just peaced out of Las Vegas. He voluntarily left Las Vegas and voluntarily took the job as Washington Commanders offensive coordinator. Denny Cliff Kingsbury, he's the new guy in Washington. My theory on Cliff Kingsbury, he used to be overrated by like fantasy bros.
Right.
Yep. Now he's somehow overrated by ball knowers. Is he even a good offensive coordinator? We don't know who the quarterback's going to be, but what are your thoughts on Cliff in Washington?
So here are the numbers, and I just want to share this with the folks so they get an idea of how the Arizona Cardinals offense operated with Cliff Kingsbury calling the plays from 2019 through 2022. Now, this includes all the games that Kyler Murray missed and whatnot, but they were 16th in EPA per play, so kind of middle of the field, bottom half of the league in all of the passing stats that you could ever look at. The thing is, though, they were very good rushing team, 6th in rushing EPA and 10th in rushing success rate with Kingsbury as the play caller. So I do think that he brings actually like maybe some underrated run game prospects to Washington. I will say that the pass happiness of the 2023 Commanders probably won't continue in 2024. Last year, they led the entire league. Washington led the league with a 66% neutral pass rate. And by neutral pass rate, I mean when the game is within 7 points. Either way, under Kingsbury, the Cardinals had a 57% neutral pass rate. So that's a huge, huge difference. We're not going to get anything close to what we had in Washington next year.
Danny, one thing on the run game stats, some people pointed out, you know, that was Kyler Murray scrambling, but he always graded out really well in run game EPA in Arizona and was totally contrary to his reputation, where they pretty much always designed a nice rushing attack in Arizona and were so painfully horizontal in the passing game. Lawrence, but the passing game with Cliff Kingsbury, him going to Washington, him backing out of the Raiders deal has led to speculation that it might mean Washington thinks they're getting Caleb Williams, whom Cliff Kingsbury worked with last year at USC. Do you have any thoughts, opinions on this? Is this just total rumor mongering?
Yeah, and it looks fairly obvious too, especially when Caleb Williams congratulated him as if he's, you know, not allowed to do that for somebody he knows and has worked with, because now that means the reality of it is that the Commanders are going to have to give up a haul to get to that number one pick, you know, so. It's like when Kingsbury interviewed with the Bears. It was like, uh-oh, Justin Fields definitely gone now. They're going to go with Caleb. So you expect that to be happening right now. I feel like they would be trying to get that number one pick anyway if they're sold on Caleb Williams as the top quarterback, which mostly everyone is in this situation. It does align perfectly. So we'll see what happens. But like you said, Denny, regardless if it's Caleb Williams or any, regardless of who it is, you don't want to be throwing the ball 40-plus times a game. It's not going to lead to winning football. Right. It leads to you're trying to come from behind football. So from a fantasy perspective, and Sam Howell was pretty good from a fantasy perspective, so you shouldn't expect that, as you guys alluded to, via what Kingsbury could bring from a rushing standpoint. But overall, yes, it does look good on paper for the Commanders and Caleb Williams, but the trade has to be made first.
Well, does the trade have to be made? Is there any steam for Drake May going number one? Has that been a rumor?
It's early. Yeah. I do think that at some point in the process there will be questions about who's going to go number one.
The reporters will get bored. There will be an entire cycle, like, is Drake May going number one overall?
I mean, it could be on-field stuff. It could be the way that Caleb Williams was used. Apparently, you know, he was misused in college. Lots of, like, checkdowns, lots of, like, screen wide receiver screens, like, just horrible.
Lincoln Riley was tilting hard.
You don't like them screens.
No, it's terrible. I mean, the screens just throw them out of the playbook completely. So I do think, and it, you know, it could be, you know, emotional maturity, whatever talk that you want to get into with
whatever
this quarterback
dumb prospect. Euphemisms they use.
Yes, and so I do think that will come up. I don't think that it'll knock Caleb Williams out of that number one spot, though.
Lawrence made an interesting point. Like, when Cliff interviewed with the Bears, like, well, Justin Fields is gone.
Right.
Now
you don't hear it.
It's funny. Cliff, for some reason, prompts, like, really, really strong feelings. Like, well, it's over for this guy. It's on right. for this guy.
Would have been
like,
interesting to see if Kingsbury ended up on the Chiefs. Oh, Caleb Williams going to the Chiefs.
I know. Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't know. Didn't think they'd trade Mahomes.
You mentioned the term horizontal raid. Oh, and yeah. For folks who are not familiar, it's, you know, basically that Cliff Kingsbury's offense has a lot of throwing to the sideline and not a lot of downfield stuff. I have some numbers, if I can share it with the folks real quick, on Kyler Murray's downfield throwing with Cliff Kingsbury as his play caller. So in 2019, Kyler was 23rd in downfield throw rate, okay? He was 20th in 2020. He was 5th in 2021, and then he was back to 20th in 2022. He's maybe capable of it, but he was not asked to do that at all. So I think that we're going to have to adjust expectations for whoever is catching passes for Washington this year. It could actually be good for fantasy wise for like a guy like Terry McLaurin. He could get some easy stuff rather than everything downfield.
I'll just say the final word for me on Cliff is that maybe it was Kyler was the reason it was horizontal,
maybe.
And maybe it wasn't Cliff, and maybe we still don't really know the true NFL Cliff.
Yeah,
because where does Kyler end and Cliff begin? Because we blamed Cliff.
It's a good question.
And then last year, it's not like Kyler was suddenly throwing down the field a lot coming back from the torn ACL.
Cliff Kingsbury is like a tongue twister if you say it like Cliff Kingsbury, Cliff Kingsbury, Cliff Kingsbury.
I don't know if this is a Kyler stat or if this is a Kingsbury system stat, but in 2022, which is the last year that Kingsbury was the coach in Arizona, Kyler was graded by Pro Football Focus 35th out of 36 qualifying quarterbacks in downfield attempts. Okay, he was the absolute bottom barrel kind of downfield thrower. So I think that we have to remember that whoever's throwing passes for Washington next year probably not going to get a lot of downfield attempts.
You know, why would they go downfield when they have just two amazing young receivers in Terry McLaurin and Jahan Dotson?
Why would you do that when you can make the system work? The system cannot be failed. It can only be failed.
And it can be failed. Of course, we can't talk about Cliff without talking about the Raiders, where it seemed like, at least the insiders, the gang of insiders, like he's going to the Raiders. And then he just did not go to the Raiders at all, like whatsoever. They pivoted very quickly to Luke Getsy. Speaking of Justin Fields, he was Justin Fields' offensive coordinator. There was a lot of Luke Getsy didn't unlock Justin Fields, but it's also like how much of that's the coordinator, how much of that is Justin Fields, a young quarterback who still takes too many sacks. But they didn't run enough with Justin Fields. And what do we think about Luke Getsy with the Raiders? And we don't know if Aiden O'Connell's going to be the quarterback. What do we think about Luke Getsy to the Raiders?
Yeah, well, so this is one thing for sure. Justin Fields probably won't be going there.
No.
That was one of the teams that they brought up. If Justin Fields is potentially traded, I don't really see that happening now because the point was to get the two away from each other to see if they could flourish. But, you know, maybe Luke Getsy possibly needs just a different type of quarterback. There were times where Luke Getsy would get into using Justin Fields and using him in design runs, but he would quickly get back. It was
inconsistent.
It was like we let him know he did it for a little bit. It helped the passing game. He had a consecutive streak of three games where he threw for three touchdowns. He had that nice little stretch. Yeah. But then you take away the design runs, and it's it becomes harder to throw the ball. But on the Raiders, it's just so many more questions than, you know, it's a new team. It's a young team. But they got the head coach. The players love him. So they just have to go from there with it and see what the quarterback situation is like.
Danny, do you have any strong thoughts on Luke Getsy?
He was very conservative run-first play caller in Chicago. And I don't know if that was dictated by personnel, dictated by Justin Fields, whatever it was. I think just, you know, kind of file that in the back of your mind as to how the Raiders might operate this year. I, I'm not going to say anything negative about Devontae Adams because he overcomes all obstacles and always produces.
He will also favorite this tweet.
And so we love you, Devontae. You're not going to, nothing's going to happen. Nothing bad's going to happen to you now that it gets easier. Coordinator, but I do tend to think as of February, whatever, 5th, it's hard to say. There's no way to find out the date.
I can't look at my computer right now and see it says Feb 5.
It is the 5th. I do tend to think that they will be run heavy.
So much coordinator talk. We're finally, though, almost at the end of this coaching cycle. We don't have an official hire yet. Maybe by the time you're listening to this, there will be an official hire in Los Angeles for the Chargers. Denny has talked a lot about Jim Harbaugh and his run-first ways and his conservative offense. They've hired Greg Roman for, at least we know, a prominent role in offense.
Yeah.
Has been confirmed as offensive coordinator. Is this the end of days for Justin Herbert, if Greg Roman, Mr. Run Game, is in
LA? I don't think it's the end for him. He'll just play – he should be able to play more efficient football. That's been proven wherever – Jim Harbaugh has went, no matter what level, college or pro. They want him to win. That's the first thing they're going to do. And sometimes you have to take the ball out the quarterback hands, and it sounds bad when you say that, but if you look at the Bills, when they went on the win streak to end the season, they did just that. They got better at the run game. Josh Allen was throwing less. He started turning the ball over less, and they were winning games. You could see that sort of thing happening for Justin Herbert. You got to think, for two straight years, this dude averaged over 40 passing attempts a game. So, again, that's not – and their record reflected that. You don't really – you could still get good fantasy numbers if you just look at Dak's rookie year. Sure. Like, you don't have to throw it that – just be efficient, and right. That's what Harbaugh – that's what he's going to bring.
Yeah, I mean, we talked last week about how inefficient Justin Herbert has been as a volume passer. I guess it's worth a try to you know, install a very run first system and go from there, and hopefully he's as efficient as like Andrew Luck was under Jim Harbaugh. We talked about that as well last week. I do think, you know, Greg Roman, I don't know why they're pretending he's not going to be the OC. I don't understand what is he going to do?
It might be legitimately might seem like legal or HR thing. They're trying to get it sorted out.
All right. Well, that makes sense. I hadn't thought of that. But I do expect him to be probably calling plays. And anywhere where Greg Roman has called plays, it's always been pass heavy.
Or it could
run
be like,
heavy, run heavy,
like
sorry.
Title shenanigans where they like don't want like the negative press,
yes,
like the perception.
Well,
he's a senior offensive analyst, and like some like guy who's like 32 is the offensive coordinator. Every Sunday you see Greg Roman just staring at a play sheet, and sure, it looks like he's calling the plays, and they just ran
and they'll deny
nine
it.
Plays in a row. Yeah,
because Greg,
you trying to say he ordering off a menu or something?
Greg Roman has really got to make up his mind on what he's getting for dinner.
Greg Roman, the end of his time in Baltimore was disastrous.
It was. It got stale at the end of his time in Baltimore. Lamar Jackson was like, it would be nice if the other team didn't know our plays.
Yeah.
We weren't calling out our plays.
Yeah.
And so, Denny, by the way, you were trying with Kevin Clark. Was this on air or off air? You were trying to like get it. Maybe they'll trade Justin Herbert. Are you afraid to say this on air?
I'll say it.
Based on what Jim Harbaugh said, he said J.J. McCarthy should be the first quarterback off the board.
I mean, look.
I can guarantee you J.J. McCarthy will be there at number 5.
He will be.
So, Jim Harbaugh should put his money where his mouth is, on that.
It's day one of a five-day week down here.
I've heard Jim Harbaugh talk about Justin Herbert over the past week, and he's like, he's a quarterback.
He believes in him.
He has nice hair.
I think Lawrence is right.
That's just Jim Harbaugh being Jim Harbaugh. Like,
I don't know, guys. I feel like Jim Harbaugh.
I wouldn't
cool
say it's a 0% chance.
Right,
but
thank God, I want 0% chance.
I feel like with Greg Roman, they'll be like, let's get a dual threat quarterback, and we're running it all the way back to the 49ers days.
Yeah. Herbert could be a dual threat quarterback. He just chooses not to do that.
I know he's very athletic.
He can run.
He's like a house too. But the odds that we don't talk about about this again this week are literally 0.0%. So stay tuned to more of the Roto-World Football Show as the week goes on. We're going to talk about Jim Harbaugh. We're going to talk about the Chargers. We have some amazing interviews scheduled. Things are always subject to change on Radio Row, but Breece Hall, Quincy Williams from the Jets, Puka Nacua
Puka.
From the Rams, T. Higgins, Jamar Chase from the Bengals. It's going to be awesome stuff. So stay with us all week. Check out Lawrence and all of our properties. Check out Denny on the Roto Football Show. Check out me on the Roto Football Show. Roto Football Show. I can't speak. Thank you to Kevin Clark. Thank you to Lawrence Jackson. We'll be back later.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.